Track 7 and more news stories. More warm banks planned in Teignbridge. More locations have signed up to the warm welcome scheme in Teignbridge in the past 2 years, new figures show. Amid bitterly cold conditions this January, libraries, churches, community spaces and cafes have opened their doors to provide a place for people to keep warm. These places are supported by the Warm Welcome campaign, which was launched in 2022 to help people struggling with soaring heating bills and tackle loneliness. This week's Warm Welcome Week sees the charity encouraging more community spaces to open. Figures from the organisation show Teignbridge has more than a dozen places signed up to the scheme as of January, a rise from 5 in December 22 when this analysis was last carried out. The South West has seen a significant increase over the same period. There are 647 registered across the region, up from 283 in December 22. Warm welcome spaces have a profound impact on loneliness, isolation and mental well-being. Research carried out by the scheme shows that 84% of people who join a warm welcome space say it helps them to have a stronger sense of belonging to their community. With disconnected communities costing the UK economy almost £32 billion a year, this is clear evidence that warm welcome is changing lives. The Right Honourable Gordon Brown, founding patron for the Warm Welcome campaign, said these spaces offer communities a chain of hope. Without these community spaces, people would be at home with the heating off and thus alone and in the cold. They offer much more than the warmth of heating, but the warmth of friendship, he said. The Warm Welcome campaign has seen its network grow by more than a quarter since the beginning of October, with over 5,000 spaces currently signed up. Two-thirds of the population live within half an hour's walk of a Warm Welcome space. These are most commonly libraries, churches, community spaces, but cafes, museums, sports centres and businesses have also signed up. David Barclay, who is the campaign director for the organisation, added, "We have already seen huge demand for warm welcome spaces this January, not only supporting people struggling to pay the bills, but also playing a vital role in connecting communities and giving people a place of belonging. The dark winter days and nights of January can be extremely tough. We don't want anyone to feel cold or alone this winter. The Warm Welcome campaign is urging more community spaces to open their doors to local people."
New Dawlish Beat Manager promises to tackle antisocial behaviour. Dawlish has welcomed its new neighbourhood beat manager. PC George Miller is now working in the town alongside two police community support officers. One of his first jobs was to meet town councillors, where he updated them on efforts to keep the Dawlish community safe. His appearance at the town council meeting coincided with a number of thefts from vehicles which happened the previous night. Responding to the recent incidents, PC Miller explained that he was investigating the thefts, which may be linked to an organised group. One of his main targets was to encourage more people to report incidents in the town, particularly via the online reporting system, so he and his colleagues would be able to strengthen resources and intelligence. Also, high on his priorities is tackling antisocial behaviour. He said in collaboration with Teignbridge Council, they would be using civic injunctions and community protection notices to address youth-related concerns. A new initiative PC Miller announced, which is due to launch soon, is described as Pubs Against Drugs. No further details have been revealed, but the aim is to tackle licensing issues in some local pubs head-on, PC Miller explained. He also praised Dawlish retailers for continuing to report shoplifting incidents supported by Dawlish Chamber of Trade and Commerce. He is also keen to build strong connections with schools in Dawlish to support young people in the town. Parking problems, he pointed out, were predominantly managed by the district and county councils and not usually a police matter. A town council spokesman said, "A big thank you to PC Miller for attending the meeting and his commitment to the town's safety. The mayor looks forward to seeing him at future town council meetings.
Hennick welcomes new councillor. Hennick has welcomed Mark Alexander to its parish council. Mark was co-opted to the parish council at his meeting in December. Mark, born in Chudley Knighton and attended Chudley Knighton Primary School, Teen School and Exeter College. He said, "I'm interested in local politics and I'm keen to work with local people to help them enjoy the place where they live." Hennick Parish Council still has two vacant councillor positions, one for Chudley Knighton Ward and one for the Village Ward, representing Hennick and Teen Village.
Tynmouth hosts First Dance Festival. Tynmouth hosts its first dance festival, endorsed by Devon TV legend Angela Rippon, this weekend. Opening tomorrow, Friday, January 31st, at Pavilions Tynmouth and running until Sunday. The Teen Mooth Dance Festival features a wide range of different dance styles, stay-and-play sessions for youngsters to seated dance sessions for older participants. It's the brainchild of local dance teacher Anna Leatherdale, who learned to dance in Tynmouth as a child over 50 years ago. She then trained at a dance college in London and has taught dance and performed all over Europe. "I've always wanted to organise a dance festival in Tynmouth," Anna said. "When I was learning as a child, there was only tap or ballet. Now there's a host of different dance styles, and we are confident the festival will provide something for absolutely everyone," she added. "We have workshops in salsa, Greek, circle dance and three kinds of Argentine tango, as well as a ceilidh on the Friday night with live music from Band from the Moor. Thanks to the funding from the government's UK Shared Prosperity Fund, administered by Teignmouth District Council, the festival has been able to attract high-calibre national and international artists like Jenny Thomas, one of the choreographers from BBC's Strictly Come Dancing, who will be delivering workshops in Charleston and Lindy Hop. One of Strictly Come Dancing's former stars, Angela Rippon, sent a message of support ahead of the festival. "Congratulations for organising such a brilliant weekend of dance," she said. "The great thing about dance is that it is the perfect exercise for health and well-being of mind and body, whatever your age or physicality." Tickets are available from the Pavilion's box office.